Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Good morning, Beamer family. Oh, excuse me, and good afternoon for the people on the East Coast. You have Motivational Monday here with Peter No and Mary Geffro. We're both in the California area. And our announcements for today, I just want to give a shout-out for the Saturday event where we basically, it was a recap of 2019 showing where we have come from, what we've implemented to actually help our 2020 be a success for each and every one of us. So, Peter, do you want to go ahead and start with today's topic and introduce it?
Good. Oh, yes. Good morning, Beamer family. Happy Monday. It's Motivational Monday, and we're actually so excited because we just kicked off the weekend this weekend. Went down to Carlsbad and did the launch kickoff. And Mary and I had a really good connection this morning, and we just had to chat about a few things. And today's topic is really something that comes really from the heart of ours. And today's topic, we really want to kind of pick everyone's brains and pick everyone's heart on keeping it back to basics. We just really, today's show, we want to find out what really motivated you here, whether you've been here a year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 or 6, or even 10 years with Beamer. What motivated you to get started back then? And what is motivating you today more than ever? And I can tell you literally from when I started back in April of 2016, you know, when I first saw the video, and then when I first really just got the Beamer energy, the Beamer blood flow in me. And I was so excited back then, Mary, where, you know, I just got to meet all the leaders like Barbara and George Goschitz. And I, you know, when we flew into Germany and Liechtenstein, we got a chance to really just feel the heartbeat of the company. And really the first time I got to hear about Peter Gleim's story, not even meeting him yet, just to hear his story, it really resonated with me because I've been in the industry for a while, but there was just something so different here that made me feel so, I guess, grounded or at peace. Or I just felt like there was a heart, a company with a heart. And that's just what really just kept me motivated, really motivated. It wasn't really a lot of the tools that we used. It wasn't really a lot of sometimes the technology that I hate to say because we are in a technology world today. But I believe it was really the simplistic thing of just sharing something we know that worked and being able to have that transformation conversation every day with every person that got on the Beamer. And I can tell you, I can go back to really – those days where it was just a drive inside of me, and it kept me motivated, and I'm still motivated every day. But as our company is growing, as everything that grows in this world, we're in a business world, and I believe, you know, when I met Peter Gleim back then, and he, I saw it in his eyes where he really just, I guess, likes slow things. And I, you know, I'm from Europe. I was born in Europe. So I get the culture of things slow. And I know that things in America are fast. We're in a fast culture here. So I believe it's just two kind of environments that changes behaviors or different, you know, say the way that we reach out to our markets. But I, you know, I don't know about you. I don't know about the field here too much. But, you know, as for myself, Mary, I'm a slow guy in a sense, but I do like speed, but slow in a sense that I like to build such relationships with all my clients, with all my customers, with all my partners. And I really like that. I want to probably ask you, Mary, what really motivated you back then and what is motivating you today more than ever in the Beamer?
Well, being in the medical world for years, what Beamer did in my very first visit seeing Beamer on my daughter, it literally, my world stopped. And I could not wait to share with everybody that this technology exists. And because my daughter was in a situation where she had just come home from the hospital and all of the, you know, they're worried about blood clotting and all these things, I was thinking of, oh, my gosh, every single hospital has to have one of these. And I fondly look back at that scene when Bettina and Johnny looked at me with loving smiles. And I, you know, now I know what was going on in their mind. It's like, yeah, that's what every, you know, what people think. But slow down and just, you know, one person at a time. So that was my direct motivation. And then seeing it over the months, I had a full-fledged business going. I didn't need another business. I didn't need to put this into my life. But I wanted to. I had the desire to share it with anybody and everybody. And like many of the folks out there in Beamerland as distributors, I would say 80% of us, we really have other aspects to our life as far as other businesses, other jobs that we're doing. So how can we share Beamer in a very efficient, effective way when our heart just wants to, you know, we use it the Beamer vomit or just give people too much information. So for the 80% of us that are out there, we were looking for tools. How do we properly share Beamer without turning people off at the get-go? And, you know, it's Beamer, Beamer, Beamer. So now we have the tools that have been developed to help us with that whole the problem that most of us had, okay? But really it gets back to the heart. Whenever Peter Glime talks, his talk is motivating people to get out of themselves, open up their mouth, engage in a conversation with a stranger that obviously if we have blood flow, we could use the Beamer. But actually getting to know people. And he's always emphasizing, don't make it about yourself. If you really care, make it about the other person. Get to know the other person. And share Beamer from the heart. And that's where I want to get back to the basics. We always had everything that we needed to be successful with Beamer. We always had it. And what is it? Our story, our conviction, and our heart. The authenticity of the Beamer family, the Beamer distributors, that's truly what sells. Yes, we're going into different markets in the sports world and the medical world. But, you know, for the 80% of us that are sharing one person at a time, it begins and ends with the authenticity of our story and how we present that. So I hope that gives you a little insight to my thinking.
You just motivated me again, Mary, just like that. And I really resonate with your story, and I truly do believe that, you know, a lot of our distributors that are here are really a lot of baby boomers, and a lot of baby boomers, there is a simplicity side to it because there's a lot of technology that's not being used. But like you said, you know, Beamer is revolutionizing right now. Beamer has really identified a target market, which is the medical world and the sports world, and they will create all the tools and everything around it in America to really focus on those markets. But as we will grow, there'll always be changes. This is just part of organization or part of companies, because you need to be more efficient and you really need to develop as you grow. But we are here really, you know, we really are here, though, to keep this message alive and to really want to feel the heartbeat, keep everything grounded here. And that's what really we want to ask everyone, you know, what does that motivate? What motivates you to do that? So, you know, as we're going to see this direction in 2020, just know Beamer will grow, okay? The vision of the Beamer to have in every single home, it is and will it will be a reality. We just don't know how long that will take, but we're not in a rush because we're just here to help one family at a time. And I really now, going into these Motivational Mondays, I would love to just keep the heartbeat and really just keep the simplicity here in this ever-changing world. As you know, I'm an old-school guy too, and I really want to keep everything as simple as possible. So going in with that, I would love to just see how we're building again. And, you know, this is the second week of January. I'm sure everyone is itching to go back or already has caught up on all the holiday stuff. And people are coming back from vacations. People are barely catching up on their work. So I'm sure even your energy is back. And I had this aha moment the last weekend of Christmas, on really just reflecting, and I hope everyone had a chance to reflect too, because just reflect on the things that really matter to you, or reflect on your groups or things that you want to work on. And as I was reflecting, I was really trying to find this target messaging that I want to focus on this year. And I think I said it in a few episodes before, but I believe today, when I see someone, or when I really, when I do a demo for someone, I really want to get to the point where I want to identify their energy. And talking about energy is because we are really selling energy. Because if we can sell energy, it's such a universal language, and it's so. It's not a sales thing. It's just really, do you have energy or you don't? And if you don't have energy, then we know in our hearts you don't have time, because no energy equals time. You cannot manage time. You can only manage your energy. And that's what I learned from Dr. Burka. So I've been using that line for the last couple of weeks, and I can tell you it works. People don't even know how they're losing energy or gaining energy. So if we can provide them energy, that means they have to identify what value, how much is their time worth. Then they will understand what energy means, and then they'll have to identify how much is their energy worth. And then from there, they can resonate with why the Beamer is so valuable at giving you energy, which is giving you time. And if we can do that, then we can start that bond, that connection. And that's what keeps people here. And I've tested it for the last few weeks now, starting off the 2020, and it's been working very well for me. And I will go through the whole year now just kind of preaching energy and blood and obviously the simplicity of what we have. And just use the simple tools of, there's a 90-second video that's out now. And what I like to do is to just share that to really have people look at it. Hey, 90 seconds, if you like this, let me give you some energy. Come, would you like 8 minutes? Would you like to experience what real energy feels like? So I've been using that, and I want to just go that direction and really start motivating people to keep it really that simple. Because everything else, all the information that people need to learn on how the Beamer works and why it works will always be used through technology, will always be used through videos. But when you give someone your energy, and when the Beamer can give them energy, that means we're giving each other's time. And that's what I believe is the heart of our company and the heart of our product and the heart of our Beamerians. So we're going to be talking about a lot about this. And also, how has your breakfast, lunch, and dinner been in the last couple of weeks? What have you been putting into building your mindset? What have you been doing to build your body? What have you been doing to build your confidence? And what have you been doing during breakfast? What are you putting in your body? And now, who are you leveraging during lunchtime? What tools are you using during lunchtime? What mentors are you leveraging during lunchtime? And what systems are you duplicating during dinner? So always live that building lifestyle, that BLD. And again, this year, and I've been living this for the last 3 years, I have some huge goals this year to achieve by just keeping it this simple with how I've been living. And I really love to share this with everybody here. But if you can just keep it this simple, I know you'll resonate with it. And Mary, have you been living the BLD life in the last couple of weeks?
That's what I strive to do. Because you put that in front and center, it has been a focus of being aware of what I'm doing. I haven't set up my day in the BLD just because of what I do, but I am very aware of it, and it has helped me just in staying focused. One thing I want to do share, with Beamer, there are so many people that are not looking to build a career with Beamer, that they have their career already, whether you're acupuncturist or whatever. But remember, even with Beamer being an adjunct therapy to no matter what we do, Beamer can also be an adjunct help in our financial situation. And so when we talk about Beamer goals and what are your goals, I hope that everyone out there understands that being part of the Beamer family does not mean that you have to become a leader in any of the, whether it's you start out as group leader and then advance to team manager. There are many of us out there that have other things in our life that, keeps us from doing Beamer as our main business. For all of you, I know that we celebrate people, getting into the leadership position at Beamer and within the organization, but for all of you that are seniors that have no desire to get into the management area of Beamer, know how extremely valuable you are to this family, because truly it's 80% of the people out there, distributors, are not in a leadership position, or it's probably even 90 or 95%. But those are the people that drive the Beamer business. Sharing Beamer one person at a time or in a presentation, however you do it, but what you do for the Beamer family is vitally important, and I honor that. So I just want to put that out to you.
Well, I'm glad you brought that topic up, and Mary, and I truly believe a lot of our Beamerians are resonating with that message. And actually, going into that topic, let's bring up a few callers today who would love to share how they're motivated and where their energy is at. So can we open up the lines, Mary, to see if anybody in our Beamer world would love to share?
Beautiful.
From
we
their
do
heart.
Have a caller on the line, and I'm going to bring on area code 970. 970. Oh, I'm trying to bring them on. Nope. Okay, 970, there is something wrong. Oh, here we go. 970, can you... Hi,
yes,
we can
hello.
Hear you now. Who are we talking
hey,
with?
Hey, it's Cynthia O'Neill. I'm coming up I-70 from Denver to Breckenridge, so I may hit some areas I drop off. So I just want to quickly... Earlier you talked about what got you us into Beamer and to simplify things. And I really, what came to me when you're talking about heart is when I asked for something to come into my life that opened people's hearts more easily and my own, all of a sudden Beamer came into my life. So it strengthens, you know, cardiac function. It opens our hearts. It brings out that electromagnetic field of our hearts so that we can be even better in this world. The other thing was independence. It brought me independence because I never wanted to be into the regular medical realm. I was always in energy medicine and stuff, and I was getting really sick, and I was afraid. I was very fearful of having to be put into that system, and it gave me my independence, so I didn't have to go into assisted living or, you know, or worse. And then the other thing is not being a burden on my family, that I can continue to support them and they support me and all those things. So that's the other thing. And then I think the biggest thing of all, it's just being able to care and share and take care of others and bring in a better quality of life, you know, be a quality of life advocate. And that's what Beamer's done for me. And if I can put it, you know, in certain words and make it quick and easy, that's what I'd like to do before, you know, the mountains here drop me off.
Well, thank you so much, Ms. O'Neill. And we really felt that from you. And I know that a lot of people came in probably for the same way that you did also. So thank you so much for sharing.
Yes. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you. You too. Okay, I'm going to bring on our second caller, and that is area code 720. 720, you're now live on Blog Talk.
Thank you, Mary and Peter. This is Mary King calling from Colorado. We had an amazing, amazing meeting on Saturday here in Colorado, but I'm not going into that. I want to address your topic. Just like Cynthia with Mike's naturopath practice, we care, we want to share, we want to give hope. We have our story, and you mentioned energy. We've been with Beamer 6 years. I don't think my energy has declined whatsoever with aging. But one point I just wanted to add about that word energy. We do have people with extreme immune compromise, and some recover, some don't. But what happens with those who don't is that they have some energy, they have the ability to have some quality time with family and to resolve whatever they may feel like they need to resolve, and they are grateful for that opportunity in their lives, even though they are moving on to the next life. So that's what I had to share, and I appreciate what you are sharing on Motivational Mondays. It means a lot to me.
Well, thank you, Mary.
Thank you.
And thank you for sharing
thank
that.
Thank you so much, Mary. And we appreciate you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. Okay, we're now going to bring on area code 978. 978, you are now live on Blog Talk.
Good day. Jim Lippincott here in Massachusetts. I am curious to know if anyone on the call knows exactly when the new vet unit will become available. My understanding is there are some in stock, but it still is not for sale. I have a distributor that has a sale as soon as they are available, and it would be nice to see that happen sooner rather than later. Do we know?
Gosh, I'm guessing. I thought it was this month, but now I can't say for certain. And have you called Beamer corporate and asked them?
My distributor did last Friday when she got this order, and they told her Monday. I then asked at my event, which was fantastic, in Acton up here with Casey Conrad and Lindsay Hurley and others. It was really wonderfully done. I heard the 16th, and I also heard the 15th. So today is the 13th, and Wednesday's the 15th, and Thursday's the 16th. It'd be nice to really know. And if nobody knows, I guess I'll just call corporate again and see what goes.
Yeah, and what was on my radar, January 15th as well, 1-5. So I haven't heard anything other than that. So I apologize. I don't have any answer for you.
Well, that's all right. I'll go ferret it out somehow. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a lovely
Thank
day.
Thank you, Jim.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and bring on. We have one more. Oh, gosh, we have two
more.
We
can bring on two more.
You want me to take
them? We can bring on two more.
Okay.
Yes.
Area code 619. 619, you are now live on Blog Talk. Area code 619. 543. Did you mute yourself?
Hi, can you hear me?
Oh, we can hear you now. Who are we speaking with?
Oh, awesome. My name is Carol and Holsack, and I am calling from San Diego. And I just want to thank everyone in Beamer and you guys for Blog Talk. But this is a very special moment for me. I don't know if Mary King is still on the phone or not. But about 5 years ago, my son Eric told us about Beamer. And my husband was quite ill. And we looked online like people do and looked at the price and said, I don't think so. Then a few years go by, and my son says, please try the Beamer again. And I had developed severe pain in my hands, and they said, I have great news for you. Surgery is great for you. And I laughed, and I said, thanks, but no thanks. And I felt the Lord was saying it's time to start using the Beamer. So we rented it for a month and purchased one, and now I'm a distributor, and it's done miraculous results. But the thing that's so exciting is that Mary King and her husband were the ones who told my son about the Beamer back then. But even more beautiful than that is Mary's husband married my son, and I stayed in Mary's house, that gorgeous home, for their wedding. June will be 6 years ago. And now I hear Mary on Blog Talk, and I know my son went to their outreach on Saturday for Beamer, and he said it was spectacular, and the board and her husband and all the doctors that were sharing. And he brought his wife with him, who is so excited about what they did. So they made them a couple together for Beamer now. And I just want to thank Mary, if she's listening, for all she's done for us. And here, who knew all these years later, we'd be a family at Beamer. And it's just a blessing. And I thank you so much for your consistent, because this is what keeps you going. We all go through the same disappointments. And I'm going to sign up to be a leader on Fast Track, and I don't have a clue what I'm doing, but I'm sure I'll figure it out with everyone's help.
You will
Absolutely.
Be supported. Yeah.
Yeah.
And thank you for
so
that.
Thank you guys, and you guys have a great week, and I appreciate it. And God bless you, Mary, if you're still on. I'm going to say bye bye now. This is Carol in San
bye.
Diego. Bye.
I'm sure Mary is listening. And thank you so much for sharing. because that is the testament of one person affecting so many different lives, not just one life. So that's just beautiful. Thank you very much for sharing that. Peter, it is 9:30,
yes.
But we have two more calls waiting. Should we go ahead and bring them on?
Let's go for it.
Okay, beautiful. I'm bringing on area code 518. 518, you are now live on Beamer.
Hi, this is Lisa Winkler calling from upstate New York. How are you?
Great,
lovely.
Lisa.
Thank you for calling in.
I wanted to ask Peter, I believe I understood you correctly a few moments ago, when you said you have a 90-second video that you give to people, could you give me the actual name of that? Because that's a nice short snippet of information to give out when you're first introducing the Beamer.
Oh, Beamer, they've created a 90-second video through Beamer. It's brand new. If you haven't seen it yet, let me see. Mary, do you know where to find that video? I know I just have the link to it.
Well, everything
should
be in the back office.
Back office, yes.
Yeah, everything.
Right.
Should,
no, I know where to find it. I just need to know the name of it so I can easily bring it up.
I just saw it as the Beamer 90-second video.
Okay, then I'll go in the back office and take a look.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Lisa.
Love it. Have a good day. Okay, we are now bringing on area code 830. 830, you are now live on Blog Talk.
Yes, good morning from Texas. Had the same question as the last caller. Haven't seen it. I would like to see that 90-second video. You think that's the name of it, 90-second video?
I believe that because
you have to look at it.
That's how I saw it, and that's how they launched it. It was just called the new 90-second video.
Okay, so how new, like new as in this year?
As in, like, I believe it was only a few weeks old.
Okay.
It's only been released
okay.
a few weeks ago.
Okay. All right, I'll see if I can find it then. Thank you.
And if we can't find it this week for next week's show, I will definitely find. We'll definitely announce it again to make sure that everybody will have a chance to view it or at least have it. And I love it. It's very short,
okay.
sweet, simple, gets straight to the point.
Yeah, it sounds like a really great tool.
Yeah. Well, someone just texted
yes.
me, and thank you so much, Laura. It can be found under the Beamer Group North America YouTube videos, and it's What is Beamer in Under 2 Minutes. It's a 90-second video on YouTube, Beamer Group North America, and it was put on there 1 month ago. So, Laura, thank you so much for letting us know, and now all of you know. What a team we are.
I love it. We're not only motivating, but we're sharing information too. So we make sure the whole field is updated. So, Mary, what a great show today.
Yeah, and, you know, this is Motivational Monday, and just getting back to my, you know, thinking about how I was introduced to Beamer, what my why was, and in the very beginning back in 2013 when we had absolutely, you know, nothing other than an order form and, you know, our upline in how to share Beamer. And yes, I went to an academy. I just shared with my heart. So all of you out there, we have so many tools at our disposal. Go into the back office, poke around, go into e-learning. The company has spent thousands and thousands of dollars for you. Because we were all saying, help, how do I share Beamer? What do I give them? Now that those tools are available to us, please make them a part of your life. Go in and poke around. If you only have 15 minutes a day to do so, well, then do 15 minutes. You'll be surprised at all the information that is back there to help you share Beamer in an easier, more effective way with people. So that's all I have to share. Peter, you want to close us out?
Yes, I do. I want to leave everyone with two things. Build yourself, okay? Build you. build everything that you need to do for you, but leverage tools. Okay, that's what tools, leverage tools, leverage technology, but do not let the technology take over you. Okay, it's always about you. So I want to close it actually with this motivational quote for today. Your energy introduces you before you even speak. I'll say that again. Your energy introduces you before you even speak. So make sure you know your energy, because that's what you're going to give out every single day being part of our Beamer family. So I hope everyone enjoyed our Motivational Monday. I enjoyed it. Mary enjoyed it. And we look forward to building with you next week. And again, enjoy and have an awesome weekend. Week. Bye, y'all. And bye, Mary.
Bye, everyone. Bye. Have a good week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.